Oh.
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. How are you?
Not too good. Not too happy.
Sorry?
Not too happy.
I'm sorry. Is this Andre or...
This is the patient. But he's my caretaker. He's been my caretaker for 2 years. I'm not looking to change him. I'm looking to see what agency pays the right price. He was with another company.
Okay, yes, I know. So you had an assessment on Friday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How
I'm
did
waiting
that go?
7 days now. I gotta wait 7 days for the second visit now.
How did the assessment go?
Well, she didn't say nothing. She told me, now you gotta wait for the other lady that's gonna come after 7 days. She put me back on my health, community health choice back, because they had took it off.
Did you schedule a second visit?
No, she said in 7 days she should be coming. That's all she said. But she
okay,
knows
did
my,
anyone contact you?
No, not yet. She knows my case is urgent because I had two strokes and back to back. I have half of my body dead. My caretaker's coming to take care of me because he knows I ain't got no family and he ain't getting paid for it. But he's still coming to check on me and see how I'm doing.
Okay, that's good. Should I give you the number to schedule your second assessment? Can I give you the number?
I don't know, but she said she was going to call.
Right, so maybe she will call soon, but I can give you the number if you'd like.
And what company are you?
Family First Care. We're the agency that you're getting home care services through.
Noble Care?
Family First Care.
Yeah, but the first one that came with family, right? The one you're saying right now. Because they also come in from Noble Care, too. I don't even know who sent them, to tell you the truth.
So who came on Friday?
The one from the broker from with the waiver.
Right. That was from Family First Care? You scheduled through us, correct?
I don't know. I'm telling you, I don't even know who's doing what.
So should be only using one agency. We're trying to help you here. I would advise you code through our company.
I even asked her what agency do you recommend, but then she said Noble Care.
She said what?
Noble Care. I don't
she said no home care?
Noble.
I'm not sure what Noble Care is, but...
I don't know if she meant you guys or what. I don't know if she said... That's the name that I heard she said, Noble Care. The first people that came and visited me.
Okay, well, we sent her to you through our agency, Family First Care.
I'm seeing right now Laura Kemp. She's my doctor that's coming to see me here. Primary Care.
Mhm.
Yeah, she's the one visiting me. The nurses
okay.
that were coming to give me treatment and... They stopped all the time. They stopped coming. After Thanksgiving, they didn't come no more. I'm supposed to be getting therapy for my arm and for my speech, but I'm still not talking correctly.
Okay, so should I give you the number to schedule your second assessment so we can get this done quicker?
I don't know if I could do that because she said she was going to do it. She has to wait for my doctor, Dr. Laura Crum, so she could send her the letter already, you know, confirming my condition.
Who is going to do that? Your caregiver?
The lady from the broker that came, she said she was going to fax the doctor, Laura Crum, the paper that she has to immediately fill and send it back to her.
Yeah, so we scheduled a telehealth call for you so that you don't have to go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna call
I know
you
that,
up.
But I'm telling you what she said. That until Dr. Lauren Crump don't send that paper filled, the one they faxed, she's supposed to be faxed to her,
yeah.
That they can't do nothing until she fills that paper out. It's saying the condition that I have and what happened to me. Because I was going to show her the hospital paper. She said, no, the second lady or whoever's going to come after me, you got to show them papers to that person.
Okay, So we had scheduled a telehealth call for you, so you can do it over the phone. If you want, you can fill it out through your doctor, if that would be easier for you.
Yeah, but I don't know when she's coming back. She's only going once.
When who's coming back? The broker?
Laura Crump. Lauren Crump.
Who's Lauren?
He's from Noble Care. That's the doctor that's coming to see me where I'm living.
Okay, just a second, please, Julia, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm getting confused with all this stuff.
I know. I want to help you, okay? So just wait 1 second, okay?
Mm-hmm. You guys, are your companies here in Chester?
Yes.
Yeah, because my caretaker, he don't speak English. He speaks Spanish.
Oh.
Yeah,
your caregiver or the person from Noble Care?
No, my caregiver from the... It was at the social worker that went to the hotel when I was staying at the hotel before I moved where I'm at now. She filled out everything, but she didn't send it on time. Then she called me and told me that she had sent it to the office that was paying him. They said they never received nothing, and then she called me telling me that they switched her, that she's not my social worker no more. And that's a lie, too, because she switched herself because she knows that the mistake she did was real bad.
Okay, hold a second, please.
No, she's playing with my life. I mean, that's a big mistake she did. And not in the condition I am right now. This wasn't supposed to happen. And then I called a new social worker they put me, which is Ms. E. from Keystone First Health Community Health Choice. And she doesn't know what she don't even say nothing. So she ain't doing nothing either. It's not a family member. That's probably why. They don't care. I need help for real. I need help. And where I'm living at, I'm living here, but here it's too cold. I have fibromyalgia. I got a triple the bad arthritis that a person could have, COPD, and now with them two heart attacks I had, I ain't in good condition to be living in a cold place because it's affecting me more.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Okay, if you were talking to me, I wasn't here for a minute. Okay.
That I need help because then they send the social worker. I don't know if it's from your company or Noble Care.
She told me that she was going
to send somebody to help me with housing. She never came either.
Yeah, okay. Julia, listen. We're Family First Care. We're not Noble Care. We're not connected.
Mm.
We're our own home care agency. We work very hard on trying to get Family First Care. We try to get your case enrolled as fast as possible. A lot of agencies take 90 days. We try to get it down to 30.
Yes,
I would advise you to come through our company and we can.
But the thing
you.
Is,
if you're going
we don't have a car. We don't know. He had money, but he's using it to pay where he's staying at. So we were saving to get a car so we could take me to my appointments and stuff. And then they gave me a transit ride.
Your assessments, they come down to your home.
They come here? Okay, good.
They come to you, okay?
All right, better.
Okay.
You got Spanish people? Because he don't speak English. I speak both, but he don't.
So the county sends down the brokers. I don't know if they're going to be Spanish or English. Is your caregiver there when you have your assessments?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can speak with them.
Okay, I can introduce. Okay.
You can speak with them.
Yeah.
So you had your first assessment on Friday, and we're waiting for...
Well, you could make me the appointment so the other lady could come out.
Yeah. So I'm gonna. Should I call in with you now to schedule that assessment?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're from Delaware or Chester, you said?
It's Chester, VA, but half of Chester, VA belongs to Delaware. I don't understand that, because when I used to live here before years ago, it was Chester, VA, but now they divided it.
Okay.
But you got to put Delaware, too. I don't understand.
It's so weird. Okay. I'm going to try calling here the Delaware area of aging, and hopefully they will be able to schedule.
My voice is kind of like, it's hard for me.
Yeah, I'm going to try to talk, but you stay on the line, okay?
All right.
Okay, hold a second, please.